I was enjoying my beer. It was perfect in every way. The perfect ratio of grain, hops, yeast, and water. Perfectly handcrafted to form a delectable, perfect golden ale. Served at the perfect chilly temperature in a pint glass with the perfect frothy head on top. And as the first sip graced my lips, it provided the perfect euphoric buzz. Although everything else was a bit of a disaster, my beer was perfect. And I was enjoying it. Very much so. Right up until a chubby 8-foot oaf with a man bun and a god-awful Hawaiian shirt slammed into my back, and my coveted cup of liquid happiness sprayed all over the goddamn bar. It must have been something about the look on my face, because before I could yell, "Son of a bitch," at the top of my lungs, the mini-giant we fondly referred to as Cosmic Charlie had already put several feet between us, and showed no sign of stopping as he scampered toward the reliquary with a massive rectangular crate propped on his shoulder.
"My bad, Dino,"
the big galoot called out as I was snapped from my daydream of beer-induced nirvana, and was back in the quartermaster, trying my best to ignore the general calamity that bustled around me.
"Put it on my tab, dude,"
I grumbled something snide under my breath, as Cooper Rayfield chuckled and slid another beer across the bar, quickly wiping up the mess.
"Don't mind Charlie, Hoss," said the uncanny redneck archer with a thick southern drawl. "He's just trying to be helpful, is all."
Helpful, right. As if anybody could be helpful right now, given the state of things. I mean, hell, it was only a few short hours ago when God, also known as Ethan Roy, stepped into the middle of our apocalyptic spat with Lucifer and saved mankind from certain demise. Life was good for a solid couple of minutes. Then everything got complicated. Astoundingly complicated. So complicated that it would fry your brain if you tried to make sense out of it. How, you ask? Well, in the process of snuffing out Lou's misguided angel rebellion, Ethan concluded that a draconian change to his parenting style was in order. He summarily deported all the angels to Earth in one fell swoop. And shortly thereafter, he disbanded the deacons, hence removing the arcane barrier between humans and their unnatural cousins, the Nephilim. In Ethan's mind, it was time for all his kids, regardless of species or bloodline, to get their shit together. And what better way to do that than to stick everybody on the same playground and force them to get along? Or take each other's lunch money? Or engage in a spirited game of dodgeball that had the potential to cause global genocide? You know, kid stuff. And the best part of this grand experiment in cohabitation was that although he retired most of the deacons from active duty, Ethan apparently still had plans for me, Stephen, and Abernathy. What those plans were was yet to be revealed. At any rate, as we waited with bated breath for the almighty apothecary to convene the first and only clandestine interdimensional peace conference before he rang the recess bell, a collective feeling of impending doom seemed to hang over the globe like the sword of Damocles. As all that played through my mind on a recurring loop, I shook my head as Charlie vanished through the reliquary doors, holding a crate the size of a small car. What the hell is he carrying anyway?
Plutonium,
Roy McCall muttered, grabbing the beer Coop just poured for me and draining it in a single gulp. "That was my beer," I protested. The 6'3" unnatural bounty hunter grinned a wolfish grin as he ran a hand through his salt and pepper goatee.
"I know."
Shaking my head again, I called him an asshole a couple times for good measure as Coop turned up the volume on one of the countless TVs lining the wall above the bar, displaying various images of pyramids floating over major cities.
"Aliens and unnatural disasters,"
the newscaster yelled in a feverish tone.
"Buzz Shea here, folks. And today's buzz? Flying pyramids. What the hell are they? And what are they doing hovering over every major city across the entire planet? The White House is telling us not to panic as these so-called space pyramids are not extraterrestrial and we are not being invaded. Instead, they're part of an elaborate weather monitoring system."
I chuckled. "A weather monitoring system? Seriously?"
"Yes, seriously," the reporter said as he flailed his arms around. "And what's with all the earthquakes rumbling through the country? Is everything okay? Are we seeing the beginning of the end times? Can somebody get me a goddamn drink? Stay tuned for a live interview with renowned ancient astronaut theorist, Giorgio—"
"Turn it off," I grumbled. "I can't take any more of that guy."